This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Alois, in New Delhi at the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with the President of Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defence, space, energy, culture and people-to-people linkages. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanaike on the sidelines of the summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed avenues of cooperation in areas such as energy, connectivity, infrastructure, healthcare, skilling, culture, blue economy and more. The leaders also took stock of the progress in India-Sri Lanka relations in recent times. Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Navin Chandra Ramgoolam, on the sidelines of the summit. Both leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius' enhanced strategic partnership, particularly in harnessing emerging technologies for the progress and prosperity of peoples of both the countries. During the meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Prime Minister Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. India and the United States have signed the Pax Silica Declaration at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. This declaration will strengthen collaboration in areas like the production of critical minerals and semiconductors and in the rapidly evolving artificial intelligence space to create a safe and strong global silicon and technology ecosystem. Presiding over the signing ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has said that the goal of India is to take a leadership role in semiconductor and electronics industries.
I would like to extend my special thanks to the vision of our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, who has made all this possible, this entire AI Impact Summit, the silicon supply chain that we are building, and that huge set of new opportunities which are coming for the young population which is here. We are not just holding a summit here. We are building the future. We are laying the foundation for the young generation. Beyond 2047 also, there will be a growth period of another 50 years.
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today came down heavily on Congress for its protest during the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Briefing the media, Mr. Vaishnaw said, Congress wants to create obstacles at every step. He said the opposition appears unsettled by the scale and success of the summit. He called on all stakeholders to cooperate in advancing the country's technological ambitions.
People from all parts of the country, basically they are looking at this as a new opportunity for them. And this is the time when we should keep the summit above politics. We should make sure that everybody supports, everybody cooperates with this effort. Then only the country can grow forward.
The Supreme Court today directed deployment of serving and former district judges to assist the Election Commission in the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joymala Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi passed a slew of fresh directions to ensure completion of the special intensive revision process in the state. Ministry of External Affairs today said that both India and the United States are working to finalize the mutually beneficial trade agreement. Addressing the media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a delegation led by the chief negotiator will visit the U.S. next week. The spokesperson also noted that India will consider buying oil from Venezuela if it is commercially viable. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Australia will take on Oman in the last Group B encounter at the Palakkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka today at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.